And Santa Monica actually is the exact area where you have been seeing, and more importantly, perhaps, from a proof point of view, videotaping UFO encounters. Is that correct?
That's correct. Yeah. We have videotaped more than 40 daylight UFO sightings above our apartment and immediate neighborhood since June of last year.
Okay. That's a very, very populated area. So one would expect to see newspaper headlines about this sort of thing, or are they just barely visible to the naked eye?
Not at all barely visible. These are very visible objects, although perhaps half of them are just above where most people would look up if they're walking down the street. You know.
Yeah, they're quite high up. You'd have to really be, you know, looking to the sky to spot a lot of the ones that we've seen.
A few thousand feet, perhaps, at the most, but you know, most people going about their daily lives don't look up to see perhaps these things, at least at the height we've been seeing them. But we have had some that have been very notable in the sky. If anyone was out looking up, they would not have missed it, including, well, now we've seen more than eight different types of UFO.
That was my next question. What are you seeing?
Well, we're seeing all kinds of things. We have been witnessing spheres, for example, that appear almost on cue to certain things that we've been doing, holding stationary positions for up to 15 minutes. We've had a large white, opaque white worm-looking thing in the sky, or tubular object, very large. The one we filmed on the 9th, September 10th, looked more than 100 feet long. Imagine a large white maggot in the sky, a scalloped-edged round ball on each end, moving against the wind. And I filmed this for 30 minutes and filmed it clearly flying against the wind. You can see the palm trees all going in one direction, and this thing is going in the opposite direction. And after about 20 minutes of filming it, it dissolved down into a much smaller object, but with many bright spheres below it, which just popped on like stars in daytime. And then the whole lot flew away in formation, maintaining their formation at speed. So it was like, I'm calling this a UFO sphere container. We've now seen several of these, and they've been seen in Mexico, filmed as well, in Mexico and in other parts of the world. And oftentimes, they are seen in conjunction with multiple spheres. And we've now filmed the apparent process of a long, white, opaque object that you can't see through, becoming a UFO fleet, what is called a UFO fleet, and flying away. And we filmed this.
All right. It's hard to even know where to begin. Again, this is a very heavily populated, you know, it's a very heavily populated area, and there should be other eyewitnesses.
Well, there have been. We've had people email us photos of very similar objects in a relatively similar area up to West L.A. and parts over toward the valley.
In fact,
Chatsworth.
The last time we were on Coast to Coast a few months ago, we actually mentioned this, and we received a very interesting email from a lady a few miles from us who witnessed the same object I just described. So there are definitely other witnesses. We haven't received, you know, lots of mail confirming lots and lots of witnesses, but there must be, because, as you said, this is a very populated area. In fact, it's the complete opposite to what I'm used to as a location for witnessing these type of events. And it's been very challenging to do these sky watches and to film these objects simply because we're right in the middle of a very built-up area and nothing is, you know, it's seen by everybody. We've had lots of people pull up, including the police, and ask us, what are we doing? Amazing things have been happening.
All right. You have, in order to appear tonight on Coast, you've put up a number of photographs on the website, a whole bunch of them. In fact, I think you've got several pages of them, don't you?
That's right, 1 to 4. And I know that we won't have time necessarily to go through all of these, but they're up there for people to see. A lot of the things we will be talking about can be looked at, give you an idea of what we are filming. Some of the stills, were shot off our television. We don't have access to high-end equipment and studios to give you the best of the best that could be extracted from our images. But what we've put up is the best that we can obtain, and it gives you an idea of what we're seeing.
Okay, you're using high 8 video equipment, is that correct?
Yes. It's an old camera, but it's a very good one, we're told, by people who are expert with these cameras. It has a very good zoom. Some of these objects that we've filmed, even though they are close to us, i.e. Less than a quarter of a mile away, 1,000 or a few thousand feet up, some of the objects have been at the limit of our camera's ability to get mm-hmm. them in detail. I think this is a symptom of ufology.
It is. And let me tell you both. I've got a new video camera. Actually, I bought it about a year ago, so it's been out for a while now. It's a Sony high-definition camera. Mm-hmm. And there is so much difference between high-definition and standard video that for a ufologist, it's really, really worth the investment. It's a couple thousand dollars,
yeah.
But for high definition, and it's real, the real McCoy, real high definition, I would sure recommend that to you as a dream to have.
Yeah, sure. That is on our wish list, right at the top of the wish list.
Exactly. If there's any entrepreneurs out there that can afford that, we would love it, because we have mentioned this to a number of producers around us who have cameras or have just obtained them, and we've said, look, we're getting all these sightings. We don't have the best of the best equipment, but so far no one has really come forward, except we did have a very interesting offer from MUFON, who asked us if we'd be interested in fixing a permanent camera, a website camera, from our location, which I would love mm-hmm. to say yes to, because there'd be nothing better than for everyone at home to log on, go on online, look at our view, participate in the meditations we've been doing that have preceded many of these sightings, and
yes.
take part in the meditation at home, and then look at the view we're watching and then see something.